Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends. When you think about growing old, what picture comes to your mind? A rocking chair, sitting surrounded by your great-grandchildren, watching a sunset and considering the twilight of your earthly journey. What will you be like when you're old? Here's what one person wrote as they contemplated their old age. Even when I'm old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come. Psalm 71, verse 18. Yesterday, I left you having breakfast with resurrected Jesus and seven of his disciple friends on the shoreline of the Sea of Galilee. Nearby, a fishing net full of flapping fish was laying in the shallow waves washing up on shore. We've just listened to Jesus and Peter discuss Peter's love for Jesus, and we've seen their relationship restored right in front of our eyes. As Jesus knew he would soon be leaving to return to heaven, Jesus gave Peter some fresh vision for his role in the work Jesus had begun. Jesus had said to Peter, "Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep." John 21, 15-17. Isn't it a wonderful thing, my friends, to know that with God we can be forgiven, reconciled back to a joyful relationship with God, and recommissioned into living life with purpose, which makes a difference in our world? All of that is possible only because Jesus defeated death and sin in his victorious resurrection, so he now reigns ready to do all that restoring work in you and me and anyone who needs what Peter experienced with Jesus. Jesus then said some things to Peter that stunned him. Jesus began describing what life would be like for Peter in his old age. I can see Peter's eyes getting bigger and bigger. Let's listen along with Peter and his six disciple friends. "I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." John 21:18. What does that sound like to you, my friends? For some of you, it may sound like nursing home living, or some type of health care for a disabled person, or maybe even someone with dementia or Alzheimer's. May I ask you an important question? Do you have plans in place for your care as you age to the point you are not able to care for yourself any longer? Does your family know about those plans? In Peter's case, Jesus was not predicting a nursing home nor a memory care facility. Jesus was describing a Roman prison. Within 30 years after this breakfast with Jesus on the beach, Peter had been imprisoned several times, shackled to guards, or beaten because of his refusal to renounce his relationship with Jesus. In fact, as Peter wrote his two letters to Christians across the Roman Empire, it is believed he wrote them from his Roman prison cell around 65 AD. History tells us Peter was executed by crucifixion by order of Caesar Nero before Nero's death in 68 AD. John the disciple, who was among those seven disciples having breakfast with Jesus and Peter that morning on the shoreline of the Sea of Galilee, gives us his brief commentary on why Jesus had said these words to Peter. Jesus said this to Peter to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. John 21:19. Now ponder that statement for a moment, friends. How can death glorify God? Last evening, my wife and I received a phone call from a dear friend who explained to us that her husband had died that morning after a prolonged illness. Her words gave great glory to God. She said, "My husband is finally free from the pain and suffering, and he is with Jesus, his Savior and his Lord. While I'll miss him very much, for he was my best friend, I'm so happy for him to be finally home in heaven with Jesus." Earlier in the day yesterday, my wife and I visited another dear couple who are friends of ours and live in our same neighborhood. He has just been diagnosed with bladder cancer, and it is spreading to other parts of his body. He said, "My dear wife and I have been married 67 years. I had hoped we'd make it to 70 years, but it appears I'm going home to heaven before her." I looked at his dear wife with a tear rolling down her cheek, but a smile on her face. Now I ask you, my friends, will you be able to say words like that when you are old and your family or dear friends are facing death? Those words are only possible because of what Jesus accomplished on that Passover Easter weekend about 2,000 years ago. His death on that cross paid the full sin price, so anyone, including these dear older people I've described, can face death confident their sins are forgiven by God because they repented of their sin and God applied the death payment of Jesus to their sin debt, and then God pardoned their sin. Then God adopted each of them as his sons and daughters and placed his Holy Spirit within them. These dear four older people have walked long journeys of happy marriages because Jesus has been powerfully active in their lives as they have loved and served each other with the love Jesus modeled for us and has made available to us by his power. These two dear couples do not fear death. They view death as departure, for they know that as they breathe their last breath here on earth, their soul and spirit will immediately be ushered by Jesus himself into the very presence of God in heaven. Old age is coming, my friends, for all of us. Maybe you are already there. Death, departure into eternity is near for each of us. Are you ready? Are you confident the Holy Spirit of God living in you is guiding you to live a God-honoring life all the way to the finish line of your life? And are you confident Jesus is ready to take you home to heaven to be with him for all eternity? That confidence, my friends, is rooted in an undeniable, unwavering relationship between you and Jesus as your Savior. Do you have that relationship and that confidence, my friends, wherever you are around the world today? What if Jesus visited and had breakfast with you today? What if in that conversation, Jesus told you what your old age was going to be like? Do you trust Jesus with your old age? Do you trust Jesus with your death and your eternity? Right now, right where you are, I invite you to talk with Jesus about this and make sure you are ready, as Peter was, for what Jesus knows old age will be for you. Here's a great song for growing older with the grace of God, my friends.